Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Andy, thank you for taking me to Seahawks training camp. That was a lot of fun.
Well, it was my pleasure. It was really just an excuse for me to go to training camp.
Uh-huh. You know, it was cool to watch some practice, and it was also a little bit boring.
Yeah.
So next time, could you get the VIP passes for me?
No kidding, man. We had some people join us, didn't we?
Yeah.
That had VIP passes, free barbecue lunch.
You know, I wouldn't have complained if I hadn't known about that other part. Yeah. But when those guys came over and we're talking about the free food and standing right there by the players and, you know, and then one of the guys got T.O.'s signature. Come on, man. You got to up your game.
Was it like 90 degrees?
It was pretty warm.
And we're in the sun, no shade in sight, and we're looking over.
They're under the canopies.
with lunch, and the players are right there. Yeah, I know. I was jealous.
Well, that was cool, though. It was their last, the one that you can go to.
Yeah, last open practice.
Right. And fun to see, you know, some rookies out there and guys hoping to make the team. Mm-hmm. And mostly just fun to watch T.O. run.
He's amazing.
Uh-huh.
He's 38.
Yeah.
And who knows what will happen this season, but he looks the part.
Yeah. He was standing around after practice with his shirt off signing autographs.
Made me jealous.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm just a couple years older than him, but I'm not walking around anywhere with my shirt off these days. One thing that I loved about being there and watching the practice was kind of early on, noticed some balls being tossed and guys running out. I don't know if they're running routes or just running out to catch, but anyway, I noticed who the guy was tossing the ball.
Matt Flynn?
No, it was Pete Carroll.
What?
Big, long, spiral, like out there with a big grin on his face, throwing the ball down to the receivers. I asked Kyle, who was with us, I'm like, how many yards was that pass? He's like, at least 40.
Yeah.
Like, what in the world? I really love our coach, and I think what I love about him is the enthusiasm. You know, that guy is pumped up all the time.
Yeah.
The energy. He's 60 years old. So 60 years old, throwing a really nice spiral, 40-plus yards.
A better spiral than I can throw.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. And that guy has energy to spare. I mean, just, I love, he's, you know, he's full of life. Talk about a sparkle in the eye. Man, that guy's got it, you know. 60 years old, he tweets better than most people I know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know. So the thing that I really enjoy is having someone like that that you can look to and go, you know, I want to be like that when I'm 60.
Mm-hmm.
His birthday's in September, so he's going to be 61 pretty soon. I feel that way similarly with like Tommy Barnett. You know, every time I see that guy, I'm just like amazed at the energy, the passion, the enthusiasm. And just a real simple thought today, but I think it's important for us to have people that we can look to that we can say in 10 years, in 20 years, in 30 years, I want to be like that guy.
Yeah.
We need to have good, positive examples. I mean, all around us, I think, are some average ones or not so good ones. People who are tired, worn out, you know, having a tough time, like not enjoying life, not doing stuff. And I think it's really important for us to identify some people that we can look to and go, I can be like that. That's where I'm headed. That's where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have to work on my throw, my spiral.
Right.
But man, that energy, that life, that joy, that sense of I'm not done yet. I've got more to do, more to contribute.
Yeah.
We have Pastor Tommy coming here next May. And he's going to be 75 years old.
That's so cool.
And I'm looking forward to him preaching up a storm.
Yeah.
So my encouragement today is have some good examples of people who are older than you that you can say, I want to be like that. And it's a positive role model, something to attain, something to reach for. In fact, in a lot of ways, I think these guys that I'm looking to, they're doing more. They actually have more energy than I do now. So I got some work to do.
My grandpa is 89 years old.
Uh-huh.
89 in November. And he plays tennis every Monday and Wednesday morning. He plays doubles.
Is this your step grandpa?
Yeah.
Yeah. I noticed him the other day. I saw him. And that guy was so tan.
Oh, dude.
I was like, what is this guy doing?
Yeah, he kind of looks like leather.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Uh-huh.
But no, I love that about him.
Yeah.
Out there playing, eating ice cream at the birthday party.
Yeah.
That's an inspiration.
Uh-huh. Well, Next year, I'm looking forward to the VIP passes. Thank you very much, Andy Jones Live, and let's get some good old role models out there.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.